It's springtime, it's April, and it's time to start over with the growing season, and that may be the topic of what we're going to talk about today with Bridget Finke, our resident attorney from Valley Crossing Law in the Baldwin area. And Bridget, when we talk about starting over in the spring with the crops and all the new things coming to life, maybe we want to start putting together that plan for the next generation so they can grow into the farm. Mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, whatever, want to kind of back off and somebody else wants to make some decisions. Where do we start? We've talked about this before, but we should go back to the basics. What are points 1, 2, 3 and so on to get this process moving forward for an estate plan or business plan or whatever?
You know, I would really say the first step is just to reach out to somebody. I work with folks at different stages of the game. Some of them have spent time working through their financials and their desires and things by working with Wisconsin's Farm Center, which is a resource out there available for free with folks. Sometimes they've had a discussion with their accountant already. Sometimes they've had a discussion with their banker or their financial advisor. Sometimes I'm the first phone call to get the ball rolling. And really anyone, no matter where they're starting, gathering together the relevant information is usually the first part of the process. And unfortunately, that job really falls on the farmer, not the professional. Because for me to help you put together your plan, I need to know who are the players, who's working in the farm, what other children do you have, you know, who are the people involved in this operation. Then I need to know, what is the operation? Do you have a corporation? Do you have an LLC? Do you own real estate individually? How much real estate? Where is it located? What other off-farm assets do you have to help fund your retirement and be part of this process? And that's where, honestly, springtime can be a really great time to get the ball rolling because there's plenty of folks who are putting together their financial statements with their bankers. So that's a place where you're gathering that asset information together. So we have a questionnaire on our website to help people get people organized from that perspective, but there's no one magic way to do it. But really needing to know the who, needing to know the what, and then kind of needing to know the why. What are we looking to accomplish? What are the things that are keeping you up at night, or what are the bases we want to cover? Because if you can tell me what destination you want to get to, I can plot a great path for you to get there, but I can't tell you what your desires are and what your goals and priorities are. And so that's the side of things that people can be thinking about as they're driving around in their tractors this spring.
And even those that aren't driving around in their tractors, the who, I think, and you're the professional, but I think the who is going to be involved in this operation because mom and dad, when they had the kids grew up on the farm, they worked on the farm. Now, a lot of these kids have left the farm. Some of them want to stay, some of them don't. So how do you make it even? You know, you don't give the farm to the one that's staying on the farm and the one that left doesn't get anything. That can be a tough situation to overcome as well, can it? So that's really a big hurdle.
It absolutely can be, and getting the other players involved in the communication is always a bit of a delicate process. It's not uncommon, for instance, that mom and dad want to have a chat with me first just to understand their options and the different ways of addressing things before we have the whole family in the room. Others want, hey, we want all the ears at the table and to hear all the pros and cons and all the different ways of going about it. So that can vary family by family. It certainly, at some point, we're going to want to, at a minimum, be able to communicate that mom and dad have done planning, they've done the best they can, and getting folks certainly on board is ideal, but at a minimum making them understand that these were purposeful decisions, and ultimately it's mom and dad's assets to make the decisions about.
And when we try to get to that finish line, as you said, you put the plan together and bring it to Bridget and she can get you, she said, to the end. But I'm looking at professionals like yourself. Is it important to have bankers as well as attorneys and farm managers to take a look at some of these issues, ask some questions that the farmers themselves may haven't thought of?
Absolutely. And each of those professionals that, so there's often professionals that are already involved with the farm, and hey, use the folks you have. So you're working with an accountant, CPA, tax preparer, bookkeeper, utilize them. Talk to them, ideas, thoughts, concerns. Your banker is definitely part of the process, and often I'm having the bankers, they're pushing folks to do transition planning because they're concerned, how is this farm going to continue if there's five children, mom and dad haven't done any planning, there's one farm child. Realistically, how would the one be able to buy out four-fifths of the operation, plus take on the existing debt? It's UW Extension right now is putting together a series of articles that will be out there and available for folks to look at, just kind of taking the step back on transition, and they've got some statistics that say the least likely successful transition is a straight-up equal between the kids. Just because of the amount of capital assets that are needed to sustain a farm, the amount of debt that is often already on the books that's going to carry on to that next generation. If there are, you know, many other children involved and everything simply gets split equally, it's probably not very likely that that farm will be able to continue.
As we look at all the issues involved, money, of course, is the bottom line, but time. The time factor. You don't do this, you know, start now and have it all done by corn planting. It's not going to happen that fast.
You are exactly right. And particularly if your farm has never really addressed this topic before. Because you've spent many, many years amassing and creating the operation you have now. And for many of them, perhaps they thought about it 40 years ago when they were running a 40-cow dairy of 160 acres, and now everything has grown exponentially, and so the realities of the economics of that are just so different than what they used to be. And so it is going to be a process of gathering in the information, figuring out the options. Often I do a little bit of divide and conquer. Let's get the emergency documents in place first. If mom or dad were to have a stroke tomorrow, does anyone have authority to cash the milk check, to be dealing with the books? Let's get those documents in place during life, someone being able to step in and make decisions. Then, hey, what if mom and dad are gone in a car accident tomorrow? Let's work through that and then work our way into, okay, now how are we going to gradually transition the ownership and the management and the responsibility of this operation with the folks who are there working on the farm. And so there's a lot of phases to things. There's a lot of zeros at the bottom of those balance sheets. And so it is going to take time. You really have to be committed to the process, not thinking that you're going to walk into any professional's office, walk out an hour later, and have everything solved.
Is there such a thing, I don't know if you've put it together from working with the farmers, many farmers you worked with, the farm center, whatever, kind of a fact sheet that says, here are the major issues that you've got to reconcile within the family before you start talking to professionals, be it at the farm center, an attorney like yourself, a financial person? Is there such a thing as a fact sheet?
Well, I think really UW Extension right now is kind of working on that fact sheet and working through things. It's I don't think it's, you know, quite as simple as, hey, here's one piece of paper with 20 boxes on it, and you just check them, and everything's great. You know, every farm, every family is so different, and so it's not a process that's real conducive to just being a, hey, we fill in the boxes. But like I said, I am aware that UW Extension is in the process of putting together a variety of things, these dynamics between the farm and non-farm children, the various tools that can be used to assist with transition. And so keep your eyes out. That is in the works. Or talk to your local agent to make sure that you get a copy of that when that gets issued, because I know it's just going through the review process right now.
But the important thing is get the process started, get it finished so that the orderly transition can take place. Bridget Finke, a resident attorney with Valley Crossing Law, with us. Bridget, if someone wants to call and ask you a couple of quick questions or get more information, where do they get you?
They can give us a call at 715-688-4045. Or they can find more information, including our past conversations here. If folks have only caught a part of something and want to hear it again, those end up on our website at wisconsinfarmlaw.com.
And they end up on our website, too, on the WACS website. So a lot of places you can go back and listen again to the golden tones of Bridget Finke, our resident attorney over at Valley Crossing Law in Baldwin. Bridget, stay safe and enjoy spring.
You as well, Bob. I'll have my tall boots on, both for the mud and for your flattery there, sir.
Bridget Finke with Valley Crossing Law. I'm Bob Bosold.